Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people are here today from a very important place. We're talking Children's Hospital, Colorado Springs. He is the Chief Operating Officer, Southern Region. Greg Raymond is here. Hello, Greg. It's great to see you again.
Good morning. It's great to see you. Appreciate the opportunity to be together.
Absolutely. Sally Hibble is here. She's Trustee, Children's Hospital, Colorado Foundation, and a community volunteer. Hello, Sally.
Good morning.
It's great to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's big. Children's Hospital, Colorado Springs, has hit the 6-month mark. How big is that?
It's really exciting. You know, looking back before we opened and anticipating that first child, that first family coming into the hospital, and to now have 6 months of experience where we've been able to take care of hundreds, even thousands of families and
wow.
their kids. It's really humbling and a great experience, and we're just happy that we're here in this community.
So, you know, Greg, it's been a little bit, probably about halfway through the construction process. But walk us through kind of the planning process for this hospital and, of course, why Children's Hospital Colorado kind of determined we absolutely need a facility in Southern Colorado, in Colorado Springs.
There's several key elements we really focused on. First and foremost, it's you look at a community and understand what their needs are from a healthcare perspective. And when you're looking just at kids and their parents and the unique aspects of pediatric healthcare, Colorado Springs absolutely fits the bill of a city, of a county that warrants and justifies its own pediatric specialized hospital. And so that was first and foremost the biggest driver for us. But then after that, it's what level of pediatric specialization, whether it's physicians or nurses or pharmacists, does a community like this need to truly meet the anticipated needs of this community? And so we're very successful in being able to recruit pediatric providers to move and call Colorado Springs home and to practice here exclusively.
Right.
And then after that, it's just putting the plans in place to bring this vision to reality. And ultimately, there's a lot of input that goes into it, whether it's our care teams, the physicians or the nurses. Probably most importantly, it's the feedback from parents who we solicited their feedback based right. on the experience that they had, which really shaped some of the design
right.
of the different patient rooms. And ultimately, it all comes together with a highly skilled design firm and a construction firm. And 6 months ago, we were able to open the doors.
Yeah. And the process of it, it did take a little bit, of course, from the starting to the planning to the building. It took how about how long, Greg, to get it all wrapped up?
It was close to 3 years when it yeah. was all said and done. By the time you start the feasibility analysis to truly understand what the needs are versus what we can invest in to bring to fruition. And so over the course of 3 years and getting all that feedback that I mentioned earlier and construction and dealing with weather delays mm-hmm. and some flooding we had on the site.
Weather delays. Come on now. We don't have those here in Colorado, right?
Every so often they pop up, right?
Yeah.
But I think to add on to that, really what you see is this is a hospital that was built by the community for our community.
Absolutely.
So it's really meeting the needs of, you know, we're Olympic City, USA, which means a lot to a lot of people. And what that means is we deserve to have the absolute best care for our kids closer to home.
Yeah. And it was really amazing hearing, and you guys have heard all the stories too. And we would talk to parents of kids who would have to go to Denver, you know, say their kids were battling cancer or something like that. And that was a really hard trip if an emergency came up, wasn't it?
It is. And that's one of the benefits. I think about the first child that completed his chemotherapy treatment here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And we have what's called the warrior bell, and that is when a child finishes their treatments, they're able to ring the bell, and it's really like the introductions of a basketball game where they run out and give high fives, and then they get to ring the warrior bell, and that was a satisfying time for all of us, especially our cancer oncology team, as they're able to culminate that event with this young man as he finished his treatments,
wow.
knowing that he's able to get all of those here in Colorado Springs rather than brave the Gap Project and the traffic in Denver and all of the barriers that we face trying to access our healthcare system up there.
How amazing is that?
Yeah, but to be part of that system that really is one of the best in the entire country
right.
is incredible. But to be able to do it closer to home, I mean, me personally, I had a daughter that had to go have her tonsils removed. And 10 years ago, we drove up to Children's Hospital at Anschutz in Denver because we didn't have a pediatric anesthesiologist here. My son gets to have the same exact surgery in a week, and we will be doing it right here in Colorado Springs. So we're really lucky if you think of not even just our most critically ill patients, but just the routine day-to-day things Absolutely. That you might experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? I do want to take a break there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what you've learned since opening in the 6 months, some of the numbers, and also how the community has supported this entire project. So we will have more with Greg Raymond, Sally Hibble next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We are so excited to be talking with Regional Chief Operating Officer, Southern Region Children's Hospital, Colorado. Greg Raymond is here. Hello, Greg.
Good morning.
I know it could seem like afternoon, right? Sally Hibble is here. She's Trustee Children's Hospital Colorado Foundation and a volunteer. Hello, Sally.
Good morning.
Thank you both for coming in. We are celebrating 6 months of Children's Hospital Colorado, Colorado Springs being opened. And really quick, Greg, I would love to, I know this is not a really quick thing, but the numbers. I mean, in the 6 months, I'm sure there's been a learning process, a learning curve. And as you hinted, there could have been hundreds, even thousands of kids that have already been served in this 6 months. That's incredible.
It's really, I guess, exciting to see the community rally around what we've invested in, what we've brought to Colorado Springs, and have that be manifest by people prioritizing their most precious possessions to our care team and allowing our care team to take care of them. I think about some of those new services that exist in Colorado Springs over the last 6 months, like a pediatric only emergency department. We saw almost 90 kids yesterday come through our emergency department.
Just yesterday. In the emergency. Wow.
And as part of our emergency services, we build a dedicated 5-room behavioral health unit to assist those kids that come in to the emergency department in an escalated state. And as we opened, you know, we saw a few kids coming through every so often, but last week, on Tuesday, we had 7 kids come in with behavioral health issues that required that level of specialization in our emergency department. And so they were safe and their families were safe as we dealt with their behavioral health issues.
Yeah.
That was following the previous day where there were 5 kids that came through. So in the course of a 36-hour period, we had 12 kids that needed that level of specialized care here in Colorado Springs, whereas in the past, those kids would have been embedded in an adult emergency department that may or may not have had behavioral health programs to support their pediatric needs and those issues that are specific to being a child and an adolescent. And so those are a lot of the things that bring us a lot of satisfaction. Just in the emergency department itself, through the month of October, we've seen over 7,600 patients come through there. So we've really been busy and looking forward to continue to provide that level of service. Another service line, and Sally spoke about it a little bit earlier, is our pediatric-only operating rooms. And we've seen almost 1,700 kids have procedures in that new hospital in the span of 6 short months. So you can see where the community really recognizes the value of pediatric specialization and why kids deserve a pediatric hospital.
Well, and Sally, that's a great, thank you, Greg. That was a perfect lead-in because the community support has been unbelievable for this hospital, hasn't it?
Yes, and absolutely critical. One of the things that's important for people to know is that we never turn a child away. We will serve every single kiddo that comes to our doors. And we know that not everyone has insurance. Our community is based up of 75% of our population, either because of our military or because of other government assistance programs, will not be a fully reimbursable patient, which means in our hospital, it's even more critical that philanthropy kick in and support our kids. And we're really fortunate because, like I said, this hospital was really supported by our community. So our most critical foundation and philanthropy community, whether that be El Pomar Foundation, the Lane Foundation, Chapman Foundation, G.E. Johnson, who built the hospital, incredible gifts. But what's even more exciting is the number of individuals that have stepped up and said, I really want to help not only get this hospital built, but continue the mission of what happens inside that hospital every single day. And that's where we are now, because while if you go into that hospital, and Greg and I often talk about anytime an adult's in there, they really ask, well, how can I actually take advantage of this hospital?
It's like you can't, right? You can't.
No, but it's the work that we're doing to keep kids out of the hospital. And right. Greg mentioned, particularly in the area of mental health. So we have these incredible behavioral health suites. So if a kid is in that crisis situation, we can care for them. But the work
which is incredible.
It is. But the work that Children's Hospital does, and especially statewide in taking the lead in pediatric mental health to make sure that we're trying to keep kids out of that critical care situation. And that's at the policy level, advocating for change at the policy level, connecting with the schools. We have a project that's going to be piloted in Colorado Springs specifically to address kids in fifth and sixth grade to really create better resiliency tools because we know mental health doesn't become a crisis just in high school or as these kids get older. Right. We want to prevent it in its early stages. And so we're going to be on the front end of doing that research and conducting that in our local schools here in Colorado Springs. So while we are really proud of this hospital, what we're really proud of is how it's helping us take care of our kids so that they don't have to be inside that hospital.
Absolutely. Well, and it's interesting that you said that because even Colorado Springs, in my humble opinion, Colorado Springs really is taking, I think, a forefront in addressing mental health in general. So it's great that Children's Hospital Colorado Springs has come along to help with for kids as well.
Yeah, it really is a community effort. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution for these kids or for these families. And so how do we collectively lock arms around that? And while I've mentioned that Children's has the physical space to take care of these kids in that escalated state, as Sally mentioned, our goal really is to prevent that escalation.
Absolutely.
So that they have the tools in home, in schools, in their community, where they can manage the challenges that they have on a day-to-day basis that impacts their ability to be productive and ultimately be a kid.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a news break now. We're going to go ahead and do it now because when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the services offered, how you can get involved, right? We were already talking about that, Sally, and a lot more. So we've got a lot more coming up with Greg Raymond, Sally Hibble next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking about 6 months, Children's Hospital Colorado Springs being open now, and some very important people here to chat about it. Greg Raymond is the Regional Chief Operating Officer, Southern Region for Children's Hospital Colorado. Hello, Greg.
Good morning.
And she is the trustee, Children's Hospital Colorado Foundation, also a volunteer. Sally Hibble is here. Hello.
Good morning.
So let's kind of talk on, and Sally, I love how you brought it up in our last bit, and you were like, even parents ask, can we come here? But Greg, that's just not possible, is it?
It really isn't. And yeah. People ask me all the time, what is a pediatric hospital?
Yeah.
And why does it matter? And it comes down to a lot of things. While the building is great and the glass is beautiful and the design and the inside is great, and that's what a lot of people, primarily adults, notice. It might be our balloon lights. It might be the patterns in the floor. What really differentiates a children's hospital from anything else is the people inside of it.
Yeah.
And it's individuals that have dedicated their career to taking care of kids and their families.
Right.
And sometimes they do it because they just have this intrinsic desire to give back to kids. And other times they do it because there's a level of specialization required that really piques their interest in their training.
Yeah.
And it's something they really gravitate towards. And it's not just physicians we're talking about. There's pediatric pharmacists that dedicate their careers to the management of pharmaceuticals just in kids. And another example is child life specialists. These are individuals that are highly trained, that have master's degrees, that focus entirely, and I joke when I give tours sometimes that these are people that went to and got a master's degree to learn how to play with kids. But really what a child life specialist does through play, through education, is manage anxiety of both patients and siblings, and they educate in a way that ultimately leads to less sedation and less drug use with these kids.
Yeah.
And that's something that really differentiates a pediatric hospital from other types of hospitals. You know, they're really not, kids are not small adults, so it's much more than just having small equipment or small supplies, although some of the diapers might fit some of the dolls that people have in their closets.
Yeah.
But it's really, you know, what are those other programs that are unique to a pediatric hospital? And Sally's already shared with us some of the surgical programs, but in addition to that, we're seeing sleep being a bigger and or a larger and larger indicator of pediatric disease or pediatric issues. And so we've dedicated up to 5 beds solely for sleep studies where parents can come in with their child, spend the night in an observable environment where these kids are hooked up to different diagnostic tools that allow physicians and scientists to really evaluate what's going on that's leading to any type of sleep disorder that these child may have or any underlying congenital issue or any other more pressing illness that may be influencing their sleep. Additionally, epilepsy has a big presence in a pediatric population. So we have dedicated spaces where kids can come in and be evaluated for epilepsy overnight. And they can have seizures in a controlled environment, hooked up to systems that are able to diagnose ways to treat them most effectively, whether that's through medication or whether that's through surgery. That facility exists now in Colorado Springs. I think lastly, probably the thing I'd mention is our trauma program. You know, pediatric trauma, while no one likes to think about it, it is a critical aspect to this community. And there's several examples just in the 6 months when we've been open where people have been flighted from Western Kansas, from critical access hospitals, which are your more rural hospitals in Southern Colorado and right here in Colorado Springs, where the pediatric surgeons and the pediatric neurosurgeons and the nurses and the orthopedic surgeons are all there at a moment's notice to take care of these kids. And that's a commitment that this hospital had to make in order to get that state designation that guarantees that level of expertise 24 hours a day when those kids need it most.
Well, and Greg, you kind of brought up, and I asked during the break, like, but how easy is it to find these doctors, these physicians, these specialized caregivers? I mean, I can't imagine that they're overflowing, right? It's a very special focus for some doctors.
So all the physicians that we have hired and have relocated to Colorado Springs all have a level of specialization that's dedicated to kids and their surgical or medical specialty in addition to that. So to your point, yes, they usually have multiple offers, and we're hopeful that Colorado Springs differentiates itself not only from a clinical program and a community to live in, but really a place where they want to settle down and call home. And we've been very fortunate as we've been able to recruit all the physicians that we've been seeking to really ensure we have the resources available in Colorado Springs.
But I like how you brought up, and Sal, you can jump in anywhere, you know, at any time, but the impact it has made not only for Colorado, but surrounding communities. That's huge, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it is a regional hospital, and we serve multiple states, including northern New Mexico and western Kansas, obviously all of southern Colorado, including southwest and southeast, in addition to the metro areas. And so we're fortunate to have this resource, and we're fortunate to have first responders that support our trauma programs as well. And additionally, for those lower acuity things, say it's the more routine kinds of childhood illnesses or congenital issues that children may be born with, we have over 50 specialties with a large collection of team members and providers in our outpatient clinics for those kids that don't even require an inpatient stay or require an emergency department or a trauma program.
So there is outpatient care that parents can connect to?
There is. We have four different locations here in Southern Colorado, including a therapy location in Pueblo. And so parents absolutely can get access to a pediatric cardiologist or a physician that focuses just on sleep issues, as I mentioned earlier, or an orthopedic surgeon that understands the issues in treating a fracture near a pediatric growth plate so that they don't limit the growth of a child's skeleton.
And Sally, this all reflects back to what you were mentioning earlier, how it was so important, of course, to get it built, the hospital built.
Absolutely.
But the continued support, right?
Absolutely.
Make sure these services continue. Because a lot of folks may not realize this is a nonprofit.
That's right.
Hospitals.
Absolutely. And again, that we don't turn any child away. And to Greg's point, we are seeing a lot of our patients come, which we expected, you know, some rural areas of southern Colorado, different parts of our state, but even also outside of our state. We're serving a multi-state region. And sometimes what you find with those patients is, as Greg mentioned, we really are about taking care of the whole family. We know that kids don't come by themselves. And so we need to provide those services for those kids that may be coming from outside of our community. So we have an incredible partnership with Ronald McDonald House that built a beautiful new facility
right
next to us.
But
even inside the hospital, you'll see a huge room dedicated to a play space for those other siblings that might be visiting a sibling or their families. You know, I often say, and as Greg mentioned, our parents were critical in how we designed this hospital. So, you know, even in our inpatient or our patient rooms, you'll see, you know, there's places for siblings to hang their backpack. There's places for a sibling to sit and do their homework inside the patient's room. You know, aside from a separate bathroom and a separate sleeping space for a parent, you know, we recognize that that kid is going to have probably two or three other people that will be with them in the hospital. And so that's another really critical thing that we recognize. To get that kiddo that's in our hospital home, we need to take care of that whole family. That's a lot of the difference that this children's hospital has brought to our community. And as you said, it does not happen without the generous support of our donors. We're really trying to meet every kid's needs that comes in the door, and every gift makes a difference. So that's whether it's shopping at one of the businesses that supports our children's hospital, Ace Hardware, Panda Express, Dairy Queen, Courtyard by Marriott, and who all give donations to us too. During the holiday season, there's really a lot of opportunities to give. And if you know, I'd be happy to share how you could do that.
Absolutely. And we're going to do that when we come back, actually.
Great.
Because we're going to talk about the different ways to give comfort and joy, right?
Absolutely.
That's one of the ways. So we're going to have more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio today. Excited to be talking with Greg Raymond. He is the Regional Chief Operating Officer, Southern Colorado Region, Colorado, or just Southern. Am I just adding in Colorado just randomly, Greg? Like Southern Colorado Region. It's Southern Region. Right. Children's Hospital, Colorado. Sally Hibble is here, Trustee, Children's Hospital, Colorado Foundation, and Community Volunteer. Okay, so we've been talking about some of the services that are available and, of course, how the community has rallied to support Children's Hospital Colorado, Colorado Springs, but how you can also step up and continue to support, right? I'm sure, Greg, there could be ways to volunteer, too. You always need volunteers, right?
There absolutely are. You know, when you think about a children's hospital, you've got some kids that are going to spend months there and you've got some kids that are going to spend hours there. And as we enter into the holiday season, coming up on Thanksgiving here in the next couple of weeks, and then the December holidays soon thereafter, there's going to be families that are going to be spending these memorable holidays in the hospital. And so how do we as a community support them?
Absolutely.
And Sally and her leadership, as well as our Association of Volunteers, is the best way that we can do that. And our Association of Volunteers is a great opportunity for people to reach out to and say, how can I get involved in the activities at the hospital?
Right.
And Sally works with different philanthropic partners throughout the community to identify ways to provide funding support or in-kind donations. And so it really is a unique and fun time in a children's hospital, recognizing that we're dealing sometimes with some very acute or sometimes even tragic types of events. And so how do we just manage all of that for these families?
Absolutely. And help them. And help them, right?
Absolutely.
And support them. Because like we were talking about, it's about supporting the entire family.
That's right. And as we know, even for those of our patients that have, fortunately, have insurance, we obviously blessed. But what we also acknowledge is that there isn't an insurance policy that's going to cover all of the additional expenses that a family might have during that time. For example, $100 will help us house a family overnight that needs additional housing, additional meals. I mean, you can imagine if you were trying to stay close to a hospital and eating all of your meals out or around the hospital. You know, we always try and make sure that we're providing those services to the family as well. And there's plenty of ways for people to be able to support our families during the holiday season.
Okay.
And one of the things that we try and do is make it easy and be in many places where people may already be donating. We're really excited this year that we're part of the IndieGive campaign. We know how generous this community is and rallies around that effort. And so we're excited to be part of that program this year. We also have an incredible holiday program called Give Comfort and Joy.
I love that
and
name.
And the name itself just
it really
it
does.
We
yeah.
can do this. And giving comfort and joy during the holiday season in a children's hospital, again, may mean a meal for the family. It may mean toys for other siblings, not just the patient. There's all kinds of ways that you can give. And that is a very specific website. Just go to givecomfortandjoy.org. Okay. And at a $15 level, you can provide a flu vaccination. You know, at a $50 level, you could provide a gas card for a family that needs, you know, help just to get around.
Yeah.
So every single level and every gift is appreciated. And then, of course, you could participate in Colorado Gives Day. A lot of people look forward to that day in December, which this year is Tuesday, December 10th. And you could donate on that day, where our state really makes a concerted effort to have a huge impact on all of our nonprofit organizations.
Absolutely.
And Children's Hospital participates in that. So any way you like to give, every gift makes a huge difference.
So multiple ways to
Absolutely.
Be able to contribute and help families this holiday season. And so fantastic.
Yes.
I get
great.
Give Comfort and Joy.
So
my favorite.
I wanted to provide some context to what Sally's sharing with us, because I projected on Thanksgiving and on Christmas Eve, there will be over 90 families that will be in the hospital, in addition to those families that may be in the emergency room and may or may not be spending the night. So that lets you know how disruptive, you know, a pediatric
Absolutely.
Episode of care can be. And so when we really think about it, it's significant. We're averaging about 90 families a night staying in the hospital.
That's incredible. Well, and what did you say just alone yesterday? What was it, 70 kids in the ED? So
over 80 kids that just came through the ED. That would be in addition to those that are actually having inpatient stays. So the opportunities that Sally mentions about giving is real. And there's a whole spectrum of possibilities as it relates to how to support these families. And so we're grateful for everyone that considers Children's Hospital Colorado as a gift of choice.
Absolutely.
And those dollars stay in our community to support our kids.
Yeah.
You know, we are so incredibly fortunate to be part of the Children's Colorado system, top 10 in the country. I mean, to be a part of what we do nationally is incredible. And we have those resources. We have the best docs. We are on the cutting edge of research. But I think it's important for people to know that when they donate in our community, those dollars are supporting our kids and our families that are here and that are using our hospital here in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely. You guys, we do have to wrap it up, but let's give some websites so folks can get some more information about programs and donations and stuff like that. So you want to start, Sally?
Yeah, I think during the holiday season in particular, people will find, again, donation levels everywhere from $15 to $1,000 at the Give Comfort and Joy website. So it's givecomfortandjoy.org. And again, we are participating in the Indie Gives campaign. That is indiegive.com. And on Tuesday, December 10th, the entire state will be getting behind great organizations like Children's Hospital Colorado.
Right.
And that is coloradogivesday.org. So any of those websites would be a great place to go if you're looking to support kids in our region.
Absolutely. And Greg, what's the website for the hospital really quick so folks have that info?
Childrenscolorado.org.
Perfect. You guys, thank you so much. Great seeing you both. Thank you so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is a controversial topic in our community right now, accessory dwellings. Jill Gabler and Andy Pico, city council members, will be here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.